this lady's asking for advice. I love your advice when it comes to couples.
Okay.
Let's see how you take this.
Okay, let's hear.
I discovered my husband is having an affair with a woman at work.
Okay.
So the wife found out they're having an affair.
I saw
them talking one day. It got suspicious, looked at the text. I angrily confronted her. Surprisingly, she was very nice. She's about 15 years older than us. She said they had a mutual attraction and he approached her, but she wasn't in love with him and didn't want to break up our marriage and would stop seeing him. He says the same thing. He said it's not love, it's just sex. Hmm. Now she knows about it. The thing is, our marriage now has been better than ever.
Wow.
He's much happier and more relaxed. And our own sex life has gotten much better. I'm not feeling the jealousy I thought I would. And I'm seriously considering letting it continue. What do you think?
Sometimes an affair happens because it makes a relationship functional. Do you know what I mean? I have known people. I have a friend, in fact, that was in a very unhappy marriage. He was with a woman that he was going to break up with, and then she got pregnant, so he stayed with her, and he ended up having an affair. The only way he was able to stay in his marriage was because he had his affair going on. So sometimes affairs are the things that keep people in a marriage, you know? And look, I mean, there's a lot of people that are, as Dan Savage says, monogamish. So they don't, one person is not going to satisfy all their needs their entire life. There's some people that are into monogamy and other people that realize that it doesn't work for them. So, of course, the relationship is better because he is now able to be honest about cheating on her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of the part of the cheating that makes it salacious is the sneaking around and the wife not knowing. Once she knows, the affair is not as exciting anymore. So that's the first thing. So you kind of like, you know, you knock them down a peg.
The climax is pretty fun too.
But I'm just saying, you know, for some marriages, like, sex is gone. So what are you going to do? Never have sex the rest of your life? No, you got to either be in an open marriage, or that's what an open marriage. I mean, they're basically in an open marriage now, but that also should mean that she can be with somebody else. So it should be quid pro quo. I mean, if he's going to cheat, she should be able to also, but don't call it cheating. Just call it an open marriage. But listen, everybody has their own way to make their relationships work, and we can't judge other people. So if that works for them and it's made their sex life better and their marriage better, which, again, I'm sure it has, he can finally be honest with her about his affair, about what bothers him, about what he wants in bed that maybe he was afraid to ask for before, that he was getting from this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole lot of reasons why people cheat. And it's not always because the guy's an asshole, so he cheated. Sometimes it's, you know, it's something that went wrong in the marriage, or something the woman did or doesn't do, or.
Dick, she doesn't do that or that.
Well, maybe she doesn't do that or that. And this other woman is willing to do that and the other thing.
And when it's not your birthday, she lets you do it all the time.
Right. You know, and then for some people, like, it's just sex. Like, if it's just sex, who cares? You know, if he's not leaving you, like, my big thing, if my boyfriend ever cheated on me, I'm not so concerned that he's banging somebody else. I'm more concerned he's going to fall in love with them and leave me. That's my bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm me. Like, who'd want to, you know, as it is, I think he's trying to always find a way out.
But right. He's got one foot out the door right now.
But where else is he going to go at this point? But, you know, so he doesn't want to leave her.
It's COVID. Where is he going to go?
Well, even that, like, the fact that he's having an affair during COVID, like, whoa.
Right.
That's even riskier. You know, forget about, like, HPV and chlamydia or herpes. Like, you can get COVID. That's even worse.
But what if you found out that the girl is clean, she has no disease, and she has no COVID? You don't have an issue with it?
I mean, it would depend who the girl is. You know,
like this one, really nice, you got along.
She's older, so I don't feel like. Yeah, I mean, if she was young and hot, I'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's older, I don't feel intimidated by her.
You wouldn't have a problem. Boy, I hope Joe doesn't listen to the show.
Well, no. I'm torn about this. I got to be honest with you. I'm torn about this because I feel like if there's somebody that he really, really wants to have sex with and it's just sex, I would hate for him to resent me for not letting him do that, because one day we're going to be old.
No, that's why you're together. You're together so you don't do that.
No, we're not together so we don't have sex with other people. Like, that's not the only reason we're together.
That you don't have sex with anybody but you two. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's what I would like it to be. But if it's a question of him having sex with somebody else and leaving me, like, I don't want him to go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. We don't have kids. So if he left, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Like, he would just leave and I'd be with my dog like I always am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, when you have kids and you have a life together and a mortgage and all that, it's a lot to undo just for a blowjob. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem, when you weigh it all out, it's like, okay, I've been with him 15 years. We have a house. We have two children. We have a dog. We're going away with a couple next, whatever you've planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants anal sex with this other woman. All right. I'm not, you know, you got to balance it all out, I think.
See, I don't let people drive my car. If I let somebody drive my car, it's never going to drive the same ever again. You can never get the seat right again. It's always going to act like it's driving funny. So if I let somebody drive my car, it's just not going to drive the same. And I'm used to the way I drive my car.
But what if the person who drives your car is a mechanic and a Honda expert? And makes your car drive even better.
It's still not going to ride the way I want it to ride. I mean, it's just, it's going to be ruined if somebody drives my car for more. I mean, you could drive my car around the parking lot, but if you go like 5-10 miles away, that's too long. And then I can't drive anymore because I bought that car when it was new.
Then your car will find out that you're a driver.
I'm the only one that has farted in that seat. Whoever farted in that seat was just me. Nobody else. I've been the only one in that seat. And my car thinks I'm a great driver right now. I get it started. I get it going. You know, we stop when we want to. I give it the right gas. I know what it takes. I know what it takes to get my car to 50. You know, I can get my car to 50 really fast and then slow it back down and stop.
Right.
But if somebody else takes my car to 60,
right,
it's just a problem because I never went to 60 in my car.
Like, your car doesn't know there's something more than 50. Your car's like,
I do the 50, speed limit in my car. Somebody else could break the speed limit and then it's going to be ruined forever. It's never going to run the same.
But maybe it'll run better.
No, I've had this freaking car for 30 years. I know how to drive it. Nobody else can drive this car. I spill things on it all the time. I clean it right up. I only wash it by hand. I don't let machines wash it.
Right. I understand.
I do it by hand. It likes that. Nobody can drive my car or wash my car or take it to 60. I don't even want to be in a passenger seat when somebody's driving my car. I don't want to watch somebody driving my car.
Well, see, and I already have a driver's license, which kind of explains why I have a different philosophy than you do.
Right. So if you had a driver's license and you have a problem with somebody driving your car, I guarantee somebody can drive your car a whole lot better than you.
Well, I'm sure somebody can drive your car a whole lot better than you can.
I know, but your
car doesn't know any better.
Your car still has a cassette player. Your car, you know, it doesn't have the newfound fun things in it like
the
younger
cars. That's not
true.
My car's a Tesla.
Your car's a Tesla, but it still has a tape deck.
It's not true.
And there's been a lot of gas pumps in your car.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that part is not the tape deck part, but it's a used car. Let's be honest.